is the God that is worshipped by Muslims the same God that is worshipped by Catholics? And I remember reading an article about this years ago, and it always stuck in my mind. It was by this Catholic priest named Father Brian Harrison. And he wrote this piece in This Rock magazine, which is no longer available in print. But it was really the forerunner of Catholic Answers magazine. But it used to be called This Rock. And this was way back in 2003. And I remember reading this article. And really it had to do with back – now, it's hard to remember this, but people did actually think – some people thought back in the day – and he's a canonized saint now – but St. John Paul the Great, St. John Paul II, a lot of people, a lot of extreme Catholics, I would say, they thought that he was not a real pope. And I suppose many people still do today. There are those who are sede vacantists who think that there hasn't been a legitimate pope on the chair of St. Peter since prior to Vatican II. They certainly don't think that Vatican II is a legitimate church council. They think all the popes since Vatican II have been phony, including Benedict, including Francis. But you might recall that way, way back in the early 2000s, a lot of Catholics thought that St. John Paul the Great was not a real pope. And one of the reasons why people thought that was because of some statements that JP II made concerning Islam and Muslims. And usually when he was traveling overseas in one of his many apostolic journeys, when he was in a country that had a majority Muslim population, very often he would say that the followers of Islam, along with Catholics and other Christians, worshipped the one true God. And he took a lot of flack for that. People said, how can you say that? But really, this is also the position of the Second Vatican Council. And I guess that's part of the reason why some people think that Vatican II is not a real council. It is. And all these popes are legitimate popes, of course, that I mentioned earlier. Not going to get into that today. But here's what Vatican II said about this. Now, this is from the Declaration on the Relation of the Church to Non-Christian Religions. This is the Vatican document that dealt with the church and non-Christian faiths. And here's what it said, Vatican II, quote, "The Church also views with esteem the Muslims who worship the one and only God, living and subsistent, merciful and omnipotent, the creator of heaven and earth," end of quote. So a lot of people have an issue with this, and they think that people who hold this view, including John Paul II, are actually apostates. And this is what Father Brian Harrison said in his article. And this was an arresting image. This has always stuck in my mind. And I'm going to share this with you. And here's how he explained it. And by the way, no one is suggesting for a second that Muslim worship is on par with Catholic worship at all, that they have a full picture of God. That's not the case. Here's how Father Brian Harrison explains it. He says, imagine, if you will, two people watching television in two homes that are next to each other. One guy in one house has an amazing television. I guess you could say he's got a curved screen, UHD, ultra high definition, maybe a 4K, just amazing, just an amazing piece of equipment. And he has got the full cable package. And when he's watching the news on TV, he can see the news anchor. And I'm not going to name any names who he might be watching, whether he's watching one of the various cable channels. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to name any personalities, but he's watching cable TV news and he's watching someone deliver the news. He is seeing everything in crystal clear clarity, UHD. He's seeing this guy. He can practically count the pimples on his face, the pores on his skin. Now, what about the next guy in the next house over? Well, he hasn't joined the high-definition revolution. He's watching an old black-and-white television. Remember those? He doesn't have cable. Instead, he's got rabbit ears. Remember rabbit ears? So much fun, just trying to get the right signal. And so he's trying to get an image. He's trying to pull in a signal for his television with the rabbit ears. And he can't quite get it. He's trying to watch the same program. He's trying to watch the same news program. But his screen is very fuzzy. There's a lot of snow on the screen, if you will. He can barely make out the image. What am I really seeing here? Am I really seeing a person? Or what is this image? I can hear the voice, but I really can't see anything. Are the two people watching television, are these two guys seeing the same person? Of course they are. Of course they are. There's only one guy in the studio giving the news on cable TV. They're watching the same program. However, because the second guy has a defective set, a defective receiving mechanism, if you will, he doesn't really see what the newscaster looks like. He doesn't see his full attributes. He doesn't see all of his qualities. He doesn't get the same picture. He doesn't have the whole thing. So this is an analogy that Father Harrison put forth to talk about how Catholics and Muslims look at God. Because Muslims don't accept the full revelation of Christ in the church, that God is a trinity of persons, for example, they don't see God in all his fullness. They don't get the picture. It's like seeing a distorted image on an old black and white television with rabbit ears. And so this is always, to me, seemed like a really good analogy. A really good analogy. And we'll break this down a little bit more in a second, but Father Harrison had his critics. A lot of people disagreed with this take that he had, this way of explaining things. And there was a person named Richard Ibrani, who was a seat of vacantist, and he had his own publication as well. He had a magazine that was called Exsurge Michael, which means Arise Michael, obviously Saint Michael the Archangel. And he wrote an article against Father Harrison and this TV set analogy. And here's what he said. So Richard Ibrani said this. Father Harrison, using black magic, exploits the craft of illusion. He tries to imprint a lie on the mind of the reader by using a false analogy. He wants you to believe that every false god mentioned in the Bible and by the saints is actually the true God, who is not clearly seen. In other words, there is no such thing as a false god. A false god is actually a blurred and confused image of the true God. According to Father Harrison, King David lied when he wrote in the Psalms, "The gods of the Gentiles are devils." Psalm 96, verse 5. Now, just as an aside here, sometimes in your English Bible, it might be translated as follows, "The gods of the peoples are idols." It might not say, "The gods of the Gentiles are demons," but that's essentially what the text means. So back to what this guy said. This is Richard Ibrani, who was a seat of vacantist. He wrote to Father Harrison. He said, "Father Harrison thinks that the gods of the Gentiles are in fact the true God, but not clearly seen." But this can't be right, because St. Paul says in the New Testament, "The things which the pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. Father Harrison says, "The things that the heathen sacrifice, the things that the pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to the true God, not clearly seen." But the first commandment is, "I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me." Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 to 3. To Father Harrison's eyes, a strange God is nothing more than the true God, not clearly seen. His work, Father Harrison's work, is surely cursed, and with it goes a legion of demons to throw your mind off balance so that it would accept his apostate teaching that Muslims worship the true God. So at the end of the day, this guy, Richard Ibrani, certainly thinks that Father Harrison was being a heretic for suggesting that Catholics and Muslims worship the same God. But Muslims just don't see God clearly for who he is as a trinity of persons. So Father Harrison responds to what this guy said. And he said a whole bunch of other things too about Father Harrison. He said, "Be gone, Father Harrison, with your black magic. The deepest pit of hell awaits you unless you repent, convert, and abjure." So yeah, not exactly a friendly conversation, if you will. And so Father Harrison replied to Mr. Ibrani. And here's what he said to him in a letter. He wrote a letter to him, and he said, "You write, Father Harrison wants you to believe every false god mentioned in the Bible and by the saints is actually the true God who is not clearly seen. In other words, there's no such thing as a false god. You go on to say that Father Harrison thinks King David lied when he said, 'The gods of the Gentiles are devils.' I never said or implied any of this, and I've never believed that. I agree that all the false gods mentioned in the Bible are false gods, who are rightly styled as devils by the inspired writers of sacred scripture. I was only talking about Islam, a religion totally unknown to the human authors of scripture and to the fathers before the 7th century A.D. That is, I am not talking about the polytheistic and idolatrous cults that the biblical writers had in mind when they spoke of the gods of the Gentiles." End of quote. So that's a really good point that Father Harrison makes to his accuser. Scripture isn't talking about Islam when it says the gods of the Gentiles are devils, because Islam didn't exist at that point. It didn't exist until the 7th century A.D. And so that can't be what's in reference here to the biblical writers. And then he goes on to say, Father Harrison goes on to say this, and you're listening to the K.O. Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We're talking about this question of, do Catholics and Muslims worship the same God? And Father Harrison goes on to say this, Allah is actually, all it is the word for God in the Arabic language. And it's very similar to Deus in Latin, Gott in German, Dieu in French, mon Dieu, and so on and so on and so on. What the word Allah means is simply the divinity, the only God that exists. And that's why when you read Catholic Bibles that are Arabic Catholic Bibles translated into Arabic, God is called Allah in those Catholic Bibles in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So Father Harrison says it's nonsensical and unjust to call Muslims idolaters and apply all these biblical passages against polytheism and paganism to Muslims, because that's really not what they're doing. That's really not what they're doing. And he gives the analogy here of what St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans. And St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, he really deals with this pagan polytheism in his day. And here's what he says, starting at verse 18. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men who by their wickedness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man or birds or animals or reptiles." That's what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 1. So what he's really doing there is he's condemning the polytheists, the pagans of his day, for refusing to acknowledge the one true and living God and his invisible attributes of power and divinity. What did they do instead? They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likenesses of images of men or birds or four-legged animals or of serpents. So Muslims don't do this. Muslims do not do this at all. So they're not acting like pagan polytheists of days gone by or even of modern days. So this is really, really important. So what is idolatry at the end of the day? It's worshiping something that is created, something within the creation, anything other than the true and living God. So it could be any finite, limited, visible object. It could be something like the sun or the moon. It could be anything that is not the one true God. So they're not pagan polytheists, but that doesn't mean that they have an orthodox correct view of God either, because they lack knowledge of the Trinity. And the only way you can get knowledge of the Trinity is through the supernatural revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, given by Christ, and also through the church, mediated through the church. So, yeah, just going on here, trying to figure out what else we can say about this. One of the things that Father Harrison mentioned also is that individual Muslims, there are many, many individual Muslims who are in a state of invincible ignorance. And what that means is that they don't actually know the truth about God in terms of the fact that he is a Trinity. They haven't been taught about this. In many cases, especially in closed Muslim countries where missionaries are not allowed into the country, they have no access to learning about it either. And so they're really surrounded in this environment where they can't access God unless God bypasses the normal means of communication and evangelism. And there's a lot of cases of Muslims being converted through dreams and visions about Christ. And sometimes, and in some places, that's the only way that God can reach them. So in a lot of cases, they're not rejecting the Catholic truth because of malice. They've examined it point by point and said, I'm not into this. A lot of them don't have an opportunity to even study in the first place or look into it. They don't have the opportunity to check out the motives of credibility of the Catholic faith. Another analogy is also, you know, if you want to say, no, they're not worshiping the same God, think about Jews. Jews do worship the one true and living God, just as we do as Catholics. They also, though, Jews also do not believe in the Trinity. But St. Paul would never say that Jews don't worship the true and living God. In fact, in Romans chapter 10, he says this about his fellow Jews, I testify with regard to them that they have zeal for God, but it is not discerning. They do worship God. They love God. They want to serve God, but they don't understand, they don't know that Christ is divine and that God is a Trinity of persons. So really what Father Brian Harrison says at the end of the day is, in a sense, Muslims are almost more like guilty of believing in a heresy, a false teaching. And there are some people who suggest, and I'm not an expert on the history of Muhammad, but there are some people who say that Muhammad never in his life met an Orthodox Christian. He met some Nestorians who were heretics, according to the church. But really, Islam is a mixture of Arabic tradition, stuff from the Old Testament, and Christian heresy. You could really say that. That's one way of looking at it. So they do worship the same God as we do, but they don't see him clearly.